Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael the Dr. Love.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take this time to thank you for coming to the Dr. Love Show. My name is Raphael Love, aka the Doctor, and today's conversation is about making things harder than they actually have to be. There, in my opinion, there really needs to be somewhere, something that people can read or just embrace that allows them to realize how truly complicated they've made things because of compounded decisions. Let me explain that a little bit further. In life, as we go through our lives, we're conditioned and trained by our external environment, and we don't even realize it a lot of times. We allow the circumstances and situations that happen to us to control and manipulate our perspective. And when that happens, it's just sort of like you're sitting there in a car, but you're driving along, but you realize you think you're driving along, but you're really just riding in the back seat because you have this concept of what life really is in your windshield. But in reality, you're looking into your hands as you drive. And what I mean by that is, as you're looking into your hands, you're worried about what you're not going to have, what you're not going to see, making a mistake, doing all these things wrong. What happens if? And you focus so much energy and effort into that on a daily basis that it just makes you tired. It just makes you feel like, wow, I'm not sure if I can do anything. It's almost paralyzing when you really start to think about change and embracing something new. It also, at the same time, becomes comfortable so that anything that is not in alignment with those thought processes, you will defend as if somebody was attacking you. Now, there are a lot of people out there that really don't care about what your plans are, what your intentions are, what your desires are, what your aspirations are, because they have their own agenda. But when you find those people, those individuals that you can connect with that legitimately care about helping you become better or win or get through a challenge or overcome a problem, those are those times and circumstances when you can really just relax and just embrace the thought process of there might just be a different way. If you really want to have something better in your life, can you ever get there doing it how you've been doing things in the past? If you can and you're successful, please let me know, so that I can embrace that, because I would love to know how I could do what I used to do and be successful today. The reason why I say that is because the world is changing every single day. Things are happening faster. You don't have the opportunity to really sit and wait and hope and think and really get too deep into what's possible, because you have to be flexible. You have to be adaptable, because life is not going to wait for you. Years are going to fly by and death is waiting just around the corner. You never know when he's going to show up. And if he shows up today, in this very moment, would you truly, truly, truly be happy with what you've accomplished thus far? If the answer is no, then you need to change something. Not change everything, but change something. Embrace the thought that today I may need to change one thing to make tomorrow better. Get into that habit and routine on a regular basis, and you'll start to feel the juice that is in life that's waiting there to be discovered. I've been through challenges in my lifetime. I swear, I tell you, Raphael has made his share of mistakes. I will continue to make mistakes. The difference for me is that I'm learning the lessons from those mistakes and trying everything in my power to not make them moving forward. Because I'm embracing what's new. And I'm realizing that I can't even try anymore. I just have to do it at a very high level with a high level of intensity, because that's what keeps you going when times get hard. Because if you're in a situation where everything is going along and it's nice and smooth and it's casual, it gets really comfortable that way. But you're still letting life slip by. Do you want to let life slip by? Or do you want to begin to live life? These are choices that each of us face every day. And if we make the choices larger than they have to be, then we make them larger than we are. And we don't habitually challenge ourselves to take on things that are larger than we are. Because for some of us, it takes too much energy and effort, and we'd rather just coast through life. Now, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about somebody who may be in that situation. We all know somebody who you look at and you go, they have so much potential, but they're not taking advantage of it. If you've ever said that in your life, have you ever stopped, looked in the mirror, and said that to the person in the mirror? A lot of us live vicariously through what other people do. We live and breathe that situation of, wow, I really wish I could do that. What's stopping you? What's stopping you from putting a plan together and executing it? Whether you get it right or wrong, you're more engaged with your own life than if you were watching somebody else do the same thing. Today is a day where you have full reign, full possibility, full capacity to make any change you like. The question is, will you? That's all for this episode of the Dr. Love Show. Until the next time, make sure that you make your life and those who cross your path brighter. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Love Show. And if you would like more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes and now at thedrloveshow.com. Be sure to provide feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you. So if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.